going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A quick release. Splash! Splash! 95-86.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Tim Roy on the call Saturday. He'll be on the call again tonight with Tom Tolbert. 7 o'clock tip, 6 o'clock Warriors Live, all right here on 95.7 The Game. And, yeah, you might want to come up on Steph Curry.
You think?
Although that, you know what? Of all the shots he's made in his career, that was a little bit of a new one where it was a quick, it's a quick one, it's a quick.
Wow. Like you were at the park.
It was quick.
Yeah.
And Dylan Brooks thought he was there, but he wasn't there. And Steph made him pay, and that was a big shot that put the Golden State Warriors up 9. Matt Stymus, Darryl the Guru Johnson with you. We're at the Stone Tree Golf Club at the Agape Golf Tournament sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. Let's jump into some calls. Goo, we have a lot of people that want to talk about the Dubs. Let's go to DJ in New Orleans. Hey, DJ, how you doing, man?
Yo, what's going on? It's David, man.
All right, David, how are you?
Yeah, man. Look, so I guess my silver lining was shining bright, huh?
We got to remind
silver
me.
Silver lining.
I got a great memory, but I may have forgotten.
Well.
Yeah, when I called, I wanted to say that was the day of the game, and I was talking about the Houston loss, when they lost to Houston, but towards the second half, how they started to play, they kept coming back, but Jalen Green just was going crazy. And I figured that we'll be able to win the game without Jimmy. I figured we'd be able to win that game without Jimmy just because of coming home and stuff like that. But I just want to make a couple of points, fellas. I think that what hadn't been talked about in that game from an offensive standpoint was Steph not just being off of the ball, but the way he attacked the game with the ball and a live dribble, like how he was running around, and manipulating the traps and double teams off of screens and making the passes and getting players wide open looks. He essentially kind of turned into a point guard towards the end of the game, even though he wasn't scoring. You know, and I thought that took a lot of pressure off of the role players also. You saw GP2 hit the wide open key shot in the corner, and he was getting a lot of easy buckets for his teammates opposed to them trying to get easy buckets for him, which actually opened it up for him even more.
Yeah.
You know, so I thought that was a good adjustment that they made. Also, I hear some callers talking about, Jonathan Kuminga. You know, I get it. You know, we all want him to be like a franchise player, a great player, but I felt like for that specific game, I mean, he did enough for what the game required. I mean, could he have played better? Yeah. But, I mean, we didn't need him to be a superhero because the rest of the team was playing so well. So, I mean, I felt like he did his job. And Draymond Green, the tech.
Yeah.
The tech, man. that was the biggest play in the game. Before, I felt like they were sleepwalking. And when he got mad and went crazy, I just feel like it flipped the switch with the team. And I heard Buddy saying something about, you know, he was telling Draymond to calm down, and Jimmy was like, nah, let him go. I think we need that. So I think Draymond knew what he was doing, man. He was playing a mental game. And after that, he played better. I feel like it helped the team, but it also helped him lock in on defense because he was playing defense like his head was on fire after that. So, I think it was all around a good win, man. So I'm pleased with what I saw.
Good stuff.
Now, I don't disagree with you. I mean, when you start Jonathan Kuminga after playing in game two for the first time in a couple weeks, you got to know that you're not going to, you know, the odds are unlikely that he's going to be a star player in that game. But what you want him to do is gobble up some minutes, not hurt you, defend, which he was doing. And he played 17 minutes, and that's 17 minutes more than he's been playing outside of game two. So we'll see what happens now in game four, whether Jimmy Butler's back or not. And obviously that'll dictate a lot of Kuminga's minutes. And so we might be back to square one if Butler's healthy tonight, but we'll see.
Yeah, and it's funny he brought up Draymond, Stoney. I don't believe I've ever seen a guy feel like he got fouled on the floor and gets up and runs towards the rim. And I'm watching it in real time like he's Forrest Gump. But he needs the refs as an antagonist. And he's just perfect in regard to, I'm going to dump whatever's on my mind here. You missed a foul. But to piggyback off of that and take that frustration or that you know, him being mad out on the Rockets, it's just he's all by himself in that category, Stoney. And when he gets going and he's mad, whoever they're playing, watch out. And that's what happened. But he also made a point about Steph Curry, because your word, I don't know if you know it's new, but demoralizing. You've been using that word a lot throughout these playoffs. And for the Rockets to blitz Steph, and he's going at 100 miles per hour, but him to have the wherewithal to do the bounce passes, the GP2 or whomever, make the right pass, that's when I feel like the Rockets are like, you got to be kidding me. We're chasing this guy around, and then he just bounce pass in the basket to whomever and a layup, and now it's on us with our inept offense to go down and try to combat it and get a bucket, man. It's just Steph's in the zone right now.
888-957-9570 is the number. What'd you think about Saturday's game, Warrior fans? It's a one-point game. In fact, the Rockets are leading that game by one with 6.5 minutes to go.
Oof.
And the Warriors just closed them out in a big way. Gary Payton was in the middle of it. Buddy Hield had a big game. And, of course, Steph Curry was there from start to finish. And the Golden State Warriors look to go up 3-1 tonight at Chase Center, 7 o'clock tip-off, 6 o'clock Warriors Live, all right here on 95.7 The Game. Let's go to Trevor in Rohnert Park.
T,
what's up, Trevor? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? Been a little bit since I called in, but seems like a good time.
Yes, sir.
Guys, I would say Draymond Green was angry before that game even started, just because he missed out on the Defensive Player of the Year, which I think a lot of people thought he should have got. So that was a statement game a little bit for Green, I think, even more so. So, yeah, he had an amazing defensive performance that game, and Steph Curry went off like Steph Curry does. I think the point that we need to see here is that it doesn't matter who the supporting cast is that steps up in that day, that game. It's that somebody does. And in game two, that didn't happen, and it was very frustrating. Nobody, once Butler was hurt, stepped up and decided they wanted to play basketball. It almost felt like they laid down and died for that game. I didn't know if they were going to win that game or not, being in Houston, but the point is that was a good get-back game, game three, and a couple of guys, like you said, Hield showed up, Pozinski got 10, Gary Payton went off, and Draymond Green had a great defense. But we're not talking you guys started to talk a little bit about, also, the deeper that this series gets into, you know, this is where the Warriors are dangerous, because that's when Steve Kerr can really start carving teams up. And if a team doesn't get off to a good start in a series against the Warriors, go up 2-0, go up 3-1. The Warriors are a scary team, and so I expect the Warriors to come out tonight and have a great game, but it's all about the supporting characters. It doesn't matter whether it's Kuminga, Pajinski, Heald, Moody, but a couple of guys got to get us some points. And as long as that happens, Curry's going to do his thing. Green is going to do his thing. And so that's what it's all about. And I don't think Jonathan Kuminga, I've been saying this forever, he's not a superstar. He did, like you said earlier, you just want him in the game to eat up some minutes and basically not make any mistakes, right? And just kind of just do his thing, but you don't have to go crazy. And so he did that. I don't know what the other caller was talking about where he had a huge impact on the defensive side. I watched that game. I thought he was okay.
Right.
I didn't see anything that, yeah. So anyway, guys, I guess my point is two things. As long as Steve Kerr's coaching the team, the deeper this series gets, the harder it's going to be for the Rockets. And so I think the Warriors will win this series, and I think they'll win tonight. And as long as a couple guys step up, not named Curry and Green, and hopefully, you know, we get Butler back. But you just need a couple guys to do something, and yeah, we're going to be in good shape.
Appreciate it, Trevor. Thanks for the call.
Good stuff.
I want to address one of the things he said. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. I think his thought is actually not conventional wisdom, and that is, Trevor said, you know, he thinks the longer the series goes, the more Steve Kerr's an advantage because of his coaching and the mm-hmm. things he can do. I would think most fans would think the longer series goes, the worse it is for the Warriors because of their age and because of how quickly the games come later in a series. But look, we'll see. I look at tonight's game, and I would never go into the game saying, uh-oh. But I think it's fair to look at tonight's game and say, okay, well, this is the first game that the Warriors and Curry are playing with just one day's rest, and it's game four of the series. And if it goes five or six, they're going to be playing Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And I'm not saying Steph won't thrive. I'm not saying Steph's going to wear down, but I do think it's fair to kind of look at him this week and see how he responds to the uptick of games in a shorter period of time. I mean, that's just, to me, that's just what many people felt was the theme going into the series or going into the playoffs, whether the Warriors, you know, have enough in the tank to win a round, then win two, then win three, then win four.
Yeah, and it's, you know, if you're asking me, Stoney, I'm just giving my 2 cents. That, you know, if the longer it goes, you know, just from a fan standpoint, that's where that word pedigree comes in. And the fact that, you know, this is the Rockets' like first time, you know, in the playoffs. So fatigue would definitely be there. I'm not saying it wouldn't, but I would have my money, especially if Jimmy Butler's back and we expect him to be. You got Kerr, Dre, and Steph and Jimmy, you know, playing with their backs against the wall on this stage. They've done that. I would put my I would feel good about it.
Did you text Celebrini?
No.
Where'd you get the, we expect Butler to play?
No, I said I do. I said I expect him back. So I want to go back to the caller, JB, Stoney.
Okay, go ahead.
As great as Curry was, the last 25 points, he had 9 of them. He only had scored 9 of them.
Who?
Steph Curry. So the other, in the fourth quarter, he had 9 points.
Right, he had six of the last 25.
Exactly,
right,
and that is just a bouquet of flowers to the others. Like, if I'm the Rockets and you're telling me going in, that's how the fourth quarter's going to go, and he's the guy, we're going to be able to hold him to that. That just makes it worse in a sense, but others stepped up and got it done. That's where I'm going. And it's like, that's what felt so good about the win. Curry was the reason offensively, but GP2 and Buddy chipped in, and Houston has to be licking their wounds like, damn, you know, we didn't stop the other two guys, Buddy Hield and Gary Payton II, and maybe this series is we're up.
Yeah, I still think, like, I always look for just every aspect of of a win or a loss, and to me, it's pretty simple. One of the things is pretty simple. Game one, Steph had 31. He was efficient. They won. Game two, he had 20. He was 6-for-15. Not terrible, but they lost. Game three, he has 36. He's efficient. They won. If Steph's going to get 30, the series is over.
Man.
Because then he doesn't need as much help as he does when he just gets 20. I don't think it's a coincidence that in game two, the role players weren't great, but in game three, they were. It all feeds off Steph Curry. And when Steph's got it going, they've got to pay more attention to him offensively. And yes, it opens up other things for other players. Let's go to Skip. Skip's in Hayward. Hey, Skip, how you doing?
How you guys doing? Happy Monday, everyone.
Yes, how are you?
You guys look great. Oh, you too. Listen, we tend to forget that these are the playoffs, and coaching is very, very important. In Steve Kerr, we trust. He knows who to put in.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And the coaches, the spectacular coaching staff, they know, they watch the minutes and they know the minutes. Look, we see Memphis out the playoffs and Denver is having issues with the backup coaches. J.J. Redick did a disservice with his rotation on the bench. Kerr knows who are ready to play. J.K. is not ready to play. These are the playoffs. We don't have time to cuddle you. We don't have time. You got to follow the leader. Steve Kerr is the leader. Either you're ready or not ready at the point of time. He's really more of a detriment for the team, you guys. J.K. has the potential to be a very, very great player. Everyone likes J.K., but at this point of time, he just doesn't have it. Thanks for taking the call, you guys.
Appreciate it, Skip. Well, I mean, he was in the starting lineup.
Yeah.
And I don't mean this as a backhanded compliment. He didn't kill you, and you are in a playoff game. And they end up winning the game. So I think Steve Kerr looks at it all as a win-win because he started Jonathan Kuminga in a game that the Warriors ended up winning. And Kuminga was able to play some minutes and at least get a little more experience that you stack up, you know, on top of all the experience he's gotten. And I'm now looking at Jonathan Kuminga like I look at Buddy Hield. Is there a game that he can have in the postseason where you look at him just like we look at Buddy Hield today, saying, we might not win that game without Buddy Hield on Saturday? Kuminga needs to have a game like that where the Warriors maybe aren't playing well. They need a boost. And if Kuminga can help you win one particular game, then I'm not going to say it's worth it, but it would be very, very important. For example, look, Buddy Hield was inconsistent the last 6 weeks of the season. It doesn't matter right now. They are where they are, and he shot the ball great in game three.
Yes.
And you won it.
Yeah.
That's all that matters right now.
But, Stoddy, when you say Buddy Hield, I know what – when he's on – I know what he's bringing to the table. I know what skill set that is. And he wasn't a cone on defense by any stretch, but it's the three ball. And, boy, was he hitting the three ball. 5 of 11, and you needed every one. I mean, man, they're not down three at halftime without Buddy and that flurry. You know, being a fan of Kuminga, I just don't know, Steiny, can he have that imprint and it not be points? Can it be
rebounds? Good question.
You know what I mean? And that's what's so maddening. It's like it's there. And I think Kerr is saying it doesn't just have to be scoring the ball, but how many times are we going to play this record to where we can talk about it, but he's got to be about it. And you're right. If that's where we're at now, Steiny, in 17 minutes as the start he got, you know, nobody's happy Butler got hurt. But before that game started and it was announced Saturday night that Kuminga was going to be starting, I jumped off the couch and I'm like, let's go. And again, he didn't get you beat. And maybe coaching Vallejo, there's something too. He kept young Jalen Green from getting going. But Steiny, if that's a report card, that's okay. But to me, I need an A minus or a B plus to where you were so assertive. Jimmy come back or not, we're gonna see Kuminga again, and I just don't know if we are. And I'll leave that there.
I mean, what Kuminga's gotta realize is they don't need him to play an A plus game.
Well, damn.
Because in his mind, an A-plus game would be getting you 25 points. That's not what they necessarily need. If he can have a game where he's 7 for 10 from the field, makes a couple threes, goes to the line and has 19 or 20, obviously you take that. But Kerr, I think, is looking for all the other stuff. And if he can do all the other stuff, maybe he'll get more time.
Go ahead. No. Post in 27 minutes had 12 rebounds. And I know Coach Vallejo was saying the ball's coming out deep. He's on the perimeter. But best believe Quentin Post stayed in the game because he got 12
exactly.
big boards.
That's exactly right. And he clogged the middle
yes,
a little bit.
Did.
And he gave the Warriors a dimension that, let's face it, if there's one theme of the Warriors fans over the course of not just this year but for a while, it's we don't have a big man. We don't have a big man. Post is a little unconventional, but stick him in the middle of the lane like the Rockets stick Steven Adams in the middle of a lane. And, you know, he's not quite as big as Adams, but you got to go over him or around him.
Had a block.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.